Americans continue moving south for jobs, lower taxes, surveys. Several new studies show that many Americans are migrating to southern states at a higher rate than to other parts of the country, seeking a better economy, lower taxes, and jobs. A January 2 study from U-Haul, which came before the recent wildfires broke out in Los Angeles, ranked California last on the company's growth states list for the fifth straight year. The disparity showed 51% leaving and 49% moving in. South Carolina was singled out as the most popular migration destination in the United States. United Van Lines survey published on January 1 also identified the Sun Belt and other states, including Alabama, Arkansas, and South Carolina, as showing increased inbound migration. It pointed to U.S. movers to these states looking for economic relief while not sacrificing their quality of life. Eiley Cummings, the vice president of corporate communications for United Van Lines, told the Epoch Times that California's population exodus has coincided with the number of businesses leaving the state, including Tesla, Charles Schwab, Oracle, and Chevron. In 2024, over the first half of the year, California has been a very outbound state, but we are predicting it will plateau, and we may see more balance in the second half of 2025. But we have also seen a lot of businesses leave California, which has been one of its main drivers, with a lot of people moving to Texas, Arizona, Idaho, and Oregon. According to a list of Californers, compiled by the Sacramento-based Center for Jobs and the Economy, more than 500 companies have completely or opted to leave California since 2020. An April 2024 report by the California Policy Institute said the state's high tax burden, overregulation, and increasing cost of living are contributing factors to these companies' decisions. South Carolina and the South as preferred destinations. U-Haul singled out South Carolina as its new top migration destination, overtaking Texas, which held the top spot in earlier studies. U-Haul customers coming to South Carolina accounted for 51.7% of all one-way traffic in and out of the state last year. The company pointed to the Palmetto State's thriving economy as the impetus for increased inbound migration. South Carolina's low cost of living is 7% below the national average, making it affordable without sacrificing amenities, said Jason Harden, U-Haul Area District Vice President, in a statement to the Epoch Times. South Carolina has become a magnet for business, with a booming manufacturing sector led by companies like Boeing, BMW, and Volvo. The tech and healthcare sectors are also expanding rapidly, contributing to a 7% increase in employment over the past 5 years. South Carolina realtor Lisa Briganti, a broker with Distinguished Realty in Greenville, South Carolina, said many of her clients are coming from the northeastern United States to find jobs, a better economy, and to escape government regulation. The number one reason they're coming here is definitely our economy, and people up north are really tired of being told how to live under the thumb of their state governments, she told the Epoch Times. It's not really any cheaper to live here right now, but we've got people moving here to work for BMW, and though taxes have increased some, it's nothing like the Northeast or California. There's also a lot of companies here for people looking for jobs like Michelin and GE. The U.S. Census Bureau, in a report released in December 2024, stated that the southern United States saw the most significant population gains from 2023 to 2024, rising to 1.8 million, or 1.4%. Those numbers made the South the fastest growing and largest gaining region in the country. The United study tracking state-to-state migration patterns in 2024 also cited West Virginia as having the highest percentage of inbound migration among states experiencing more than 250 moves. According to United, the state has become known for affordable housing and a lower cost of living, driving migration decisions. United's Cummings believes that those deciding to move are finding new cities where they can receive some economic relief. However, because of a stagnant housing market, they don't expect anything close to the wave of moves that occurred during the pandemic. People have been sitting still for a while waiting for the economy to improve and the real estate market to shift. So I don't anticipate migration to be big in 2025, but I feel that will change in the next couple of years.